Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 14th. The grains closed lower with March corn down a penny and a quarter, closing at 374 and a quarter. March beans down 9 1/4 cents, closing at 1045. And March wheat down 2 3/4 cents, closing at 449 and a half. The dollar was up 28 ticks, crude oil up 27 cents a barrel. The metals firm. The bonds down almost a full point here. Beans under pressure here. Meal led the way down. Meal down about 370. I think there's a little bit of concern about bird flu in China. I certainly believe that the Brazilian numbers are much bigger than what the government's telling us. 104 million metric tons is on the low end as far as I'm concerned. I believe it's somewhere 105, 106, maybe 107. Million metric tons. We've got the funds still heavily long. More acres coming, in my opinion, and certainly trade issues looming over this market. So the market has been doing what it's been doing for the last 4 weeks. Every time we get a rally in the beans, the commercials are here to sell it, whether it's South American hedging or U.S. hedging. I'm guessing most of it's South American, but they are certainly taking advantage of whatever rallies they can to get product price out here. And I think you guys need to be thinking about it, too. As a matter of fact, I don't think you need to be thinking about it. I believe you should be doing something about it. Spend 25 cents and buy a put. Protect the downside in this bean market. The corn down a penny and a quarter. I think it was, you know, dragged down by the meal. Considering the Mexicans came out and said they're going to look to Argentina and Brazil if there's a trade war for corn, I thought the market handled it pretty darn well. Again, the funds aren't long. They should be long. There's been some talk about the funds wanting to increase exposure in the ags, and I can't think of a better place to do it than the corn market. Now, December corn got up to $4 again. Yesterday, it traded at $4.50. Couldn't close over $4. If we can close these corn over $4, that's the psychological break. And if we can close it over that, then I think we've got some more upside coming, basically with the fund buying out here. Wheat down 2 3/4 cents, again, following the corn and beans lower. Again, the weather looks pretty good in the plains right now. Plenty of warm weather, plenty of moisture. But if there is a cold snap down there, we're going to do some damage. So that's something I think we got to watch for. The other thing is the funds, we're close to about 70, 80,000 still short out here. And I think that's a major issue for these funds. They should be long in a technical environment that we see here today, and they're still short. So I believe the funds are going to be continuing to be buyers out here. That's pretty much it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.